There have been issues that have come up over recent years that led those in power to say, well, let's leave things for the next generation to handle. They've included things like Social Security and various economic realities, just to name a few. Now, while those people in the Congress and state houses do that, my guest is ensuring that the next generation can step up and turn any challenge into a success. He founded an organization back in 1958 that has grown into an international success. He shows himself to be someone who has enjoyed success on his own, and he gives something back. Now, you might remember him as, for example, Wyatt Earp in a long-running TV series. He's been in a long string of movies, including The Shootist with John Wayne, and he's guest starred on many TV shows over the years. Here to talk about the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Organization, we say good morning to Hugh O'Brien. Good morning, Hugh.
How you doing?
Hello, Hugh. How are you today?
I'm fine. I got 8 out of 10 toes wiggling. But I got a bunch of dogs barking here. Let them outside.
Let them outside. Go for it.
Molly, come here. They get shook up when people come to the gate or whatever.
Or
I guess that's what they're supposed to do anyway. They're great pups. I have a bad habit of bringing dogs back from other countries.
Now they want your undivided.
One is Bali from Bali, and the other is Hobie. I brought her down. She's a black lab. I brought her down from Alaska.
Now they want your undivided attention. Talk about the story of how the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Organization, how that even came into being, is a unique story. It was 1958, and you spent 9 days with Dr. Albert Schweitzer. Talk about that.
Well, that's about an eight-hour discussion, but anyway, I did start this in 1958 after spending an absolutely inspirational time with a wonderful human being. I get the kids when they're 15, and my first ones are now 64, so I've been at it a long time. One of the things that Schweitzer said to me became the backbone for the work, and that is that the most important thing in education is teaching young people to think for themselves. So when I concluded that the trip over there and headed back home was before the age of jets, took me 48 hours to get back from to Los Angeles. It was in French Equatorial Africa at the time. And one way or the other, I never had less than about 3 hours a night with the man. On the final night, about 6 hours. And when we went down to the river, took me down there to say goodbye and put me into this pirogue, which is what they call this huge canoe that was carved out of a log and paddle-powered by six lepers. He took my hands in his and looked at me for a long, long time. He stood between me and the river. Wasn't much I could do about it. He finally said the simplest thing. He said, "Hugh, what are you going to do with this?" Meaning, what are you going to do with this visit? Of course, I had no clue what the heck I was going to do. And when I got up on the plane coming home after about 1,000 miles to cool off, I don't mean from the temperature, but just from you know what I felt from that trip.
Right.
I decided to start thinking about what the heck was it going to do with it. I decided to focus on leadership development among young people. I focused on 10th grade because when I was a sophomore in high school, that's when I personally had to decide to fish or cut bait. It's a magic time in anybody's life. Anybody that's listening, you yourself, Chris, think back when you were 15, 16, 10th grade, you get to more years of fun and games, and then the old tough world is on top of you. You got to figure out what you want to be and start thinking about what do you want to do to make a living, or if you want to be a bum, what kind of a bum you want to be. But you really have to start thinking about it, and that obviously, fortunately, an awful lot of young people means going to the university or college, focusing on which one. And, what subjects and what do you want to major in? But you, that last 2 years in high school are so important to everybody weeks later, I had my first group of young people. It wasn't that I wasn't involved in, as a volunteer. At that time, I was. I was on the national board of the Boys Club and national campaign chairman for cystic fibrosis and California chairman for the American Cancer Society. But in those positions, it's kind of like a figurehead and added volunteers on the back. I had really nothing to say about how it was run or whatever. And I just decided to try to create something, at least in the beginning, would make a difference or make it or not make it by my own efforts. And I thought after the first 3 days, my first group of young people, that it would be a tremendous success because of the format. But I just never dreamed I would live to see it get to the point where it is now. We have 15,000 high schools that are sending their outstanding 10th graders to the Hopi program this spring. They all take place between March and the middle of June. And then our World Congress, there are 90 sites around the country, and China and Mexico and Canada and Israel. And each of the sites selects a boy and girl to represent that specific part of the world. And they come to our one-week World Leadership Congress, which is, again, being held in Washington, D.C., and coordinated by George Washington University. We're very proud of that. And we'll have about 34 countries that will send me the same age group. It's what you can call, I guess, a celebration of learning.
Absolutely, and I've talked with so many people over the time I've done this show, and we talk about education, which I think in every state it's a big issue, but New Jersey is among the states that put it at the most forefront, and plans usually involve deep psychological study and test groups and self-examinations. I read about the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership, you're getting down to just the bare basic natural tools that I think every 10th grader has inside them to varying degrees, and you just help the 10th grader learn how to bring that out of themselves.
Right. I wish I could take the whole 10th grade class. We can't afford to do that, but we do bring these young people together in a Q&A, question and answer environment, where they're always surrounded by men and women who are out there making a living in our system. And what we try to do is not just give them a better understanding, but also a better appreciation of what makes America tick and the world move around and where we fit into the world. We cover international trade, marketing, retailing, the media, environment, space, medicine, the 21st century, technology, of course. It's a 3 to 5, 6 people on a panel, each one having about 3 minutes to humanize self and subject, and the rest is Q&A with these 15, 16-year-old outward-thinking young people asking the tough questions. And believe me, at that age, they're very tough. But it's an eye-opener also for them, because they almost on the very first day look around and there's nobody there being paid. Everybody there, the volunteers, anywhere from 50 to 150 on a committee that put a lot of time into putting 3 or 4 days at the local level together. And they have to ask themselves, why are they doing this? And it comes to them pretty quickly, Mike. They must be doing it because they think I'm important, which is exactly why they're doing it. And you can see that kid almost swell up like a loaf of bread right in front of him. And when they go home, they have this. I think the greatest thing that comes out of Hobie and the experience is they walk away with a lot of self-esteem. And they can just, that's what, one of the reasons also why we truly try to have the parents come down on the last day, on the Sunday, for the final meal, final program, if you will, which is built around the parents, and the parents are given a good hour, hour and a half briefing, so they know what they're getting home. And we think we have touched a very, very important nerve out there, young people today. I think that there's so many negative things that are said about them. This is one area where they are told how great they can be, and for them to walk away feeling, you know, very special. And as I tell them, you know, if you don't believe in yourself, and if you don't believe you can do something, why, nobody else is going to believe it. You got to have belief in yourself to begin with.
Absolutely.
Quite a success. We have a little over 300,000 out there that have gone through the program. I can't walk down the street or the airport or anywhere without a lot of people all ages coming up and giving me what we call a Hobie hug. And it just makes me so damn proud, and also so thankful to the thousands and thousands of volunteers that give a tremendous amount of time every year. This country, bottom line, I'll get off of it, but the greatest strength this country has in the United States is our volunteer force out there. I'm talking about, you know, Kiwanis, General Federation of Women's Club, Optimus, JCs, Lions, Elks, all of the animal clubs, and tremendous time that's given to those organizations, and then back into the community. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like if we didn't have that volunteerism?
We would not have the country we have today.
That's one of the great strengths of the country. And I'm, again, very proud of it that we're feeding into it, because these young people, when they go home, I ask them just a couple of things to do. One of them is not that little. It's pretty big. I ask them to do a minimum 100 hours in community service. They can choose what they want to do, or they can, many of them, go back and start their own charity or their own way of giving back. And we're very much a part of and believe very much in Colin Powell's America's Promise. And we were there at the beginning of that, by the way.
It's an amazing story that's still building, and as you've heard Hugh talk about, you turn about the clock 44 years ago, and I don't think anyone would have thought of it being where it is today, but it is indeed where it is. We're wrapping up our time with Hugh O'Brien and the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Organization here on 1360 WNNJ. I want to go back to one line you said, that you can't take every 10th grader into the program, but do you find that the 10th graders that do come in go back to their homes and to their classes, spread that positive among the ones that can't be there?
Absolutely. There's another thing that we ask them to do, actually two more things. One of them is to, when they go back, to put on what we call a clue for their fellow classmates. And I try to give them things that are catchy that they can remember. Obie's short for my name, Hugh O'Brien Youth, a clue. You know, you see him on the street, you talk to him, or write him, you say, hey, you got a clue. And that means it's a one-day community leadership educational workshop. That's what clue is all about. They go back and put on a one-day program, a great majority of them, for the classmates. Last year, we touched another 35,000 more, because the young people who had been motivated through the, attending the Hobie program at the local level went back and decided that they really wanted to give something, some of that they came away with, to their classmates. And they put on, very easy for them to, once they put their mind to it, they put together a panel and a subject in the morning and two in the afternoon, at least three programs on different topics is better than none, and it also excites and gets their fellow classmates, the majority of them, into the picture.
The people hearing about a program like this for the first time, perhaps you might be thinking, okay, after all this time, what are the end results? I happen to have some of those end results right here for you. So listen to these numbers. 100% of students involved go on to graduate from high school. I don't think Bobby Knight could top these stats, by the way, with all the praise he gets for his education through sports. But I continue with 99% go on to college. 72% earn those college degrees. 53% go for graduate advanced degrees. And, well, the work must be contagious because 80% of the people in Hobie become civic leaders themselves. So when you hear numbers like that, Hugh, you've got to say, well,
we have a lot of high-profile people out there that have been through the program. Now we average about 150 up on Capitol Hill. They have about 14 at the White House right at this moment. The last administration, we had about 12. We got about 150, 200 at the State Department. The governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, is a Hobie alumni. We have a lot of people out there that own their own business now that are in their 60s that went through this program when they were 15. Matter of fact, the fun thing happened the other day. I got a letter from a guy in Mississippi who was turning 64, and on his stationery wrote me and said, "Hugh, we've known each other a long time. I'm thinking of retiring. Have you any suggestions where I should take a look at for me and my wife and I to enjoy the rest of our lives?" Well, I've got him retiring now. I'm too young to retire. I got to keep at it until the good Lord takes me. But I think he's left me here this long. I was 77 on the 19th. I think he's left me here this long because he likes what we're doing.
And I want to give you the heads up, too.
I couldn't do it without him, I'll tell you that.
Ooh, absolutely not. I want to give everyone here a heads up because the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership is having a couple of seminars here in New Jersey. One comes up this weekend, the 26th through the 28th. That's at the Ramada Inn in North Brunswick. And then later on in May, at the very same Ramada Inn in North Brunswick, it'll be May 17th through the 19th. And if you want to contact the chairperson for the New Jersey chapter, it's Joanne Jones. Her email address is njhoby@aol.com. Again,
you want to repeat that for me?
That is Joanne Jones, njhoby@aol.com.
Or if anybody's interested, whether your gift be in time or money, which we obviously have to have, they can just look up our webpage, which I would encourage all of you out there to look it up. It's easy. hoby.org. hoby.org. Hobie, short for my name, Hugh O'Brien Youth. You know, I mentioned before the countries where this program takes place in. And we will have about 300 high schools in Hong Kong for that part of China, the whole southern part of China there, that will go to a similar program as Hobie. And we have about 1,600 high schools going through the program in Mexico, about 900 in Canada, and 100% of every high school in Israel participates in what they call a LEAD program, L-E-A-D, which is their version of the Hobie program over there. In each of those countries this year, China wants to send me about 30. Taiwan is sending me 20. And, you know, we got an unbelievable World Congress coming up, which begins middle of July. I'd like to say this to all the parents who might be listening or whoever, that if you like the sound of the program, which is about as American as apple pie you can get, there's plenty of room for you as a volunteer. There's a Hobie location probably within 200 miles of every one of you. And the reason you have more than one in a state, Chris, is that, well, as an example, Delaware, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, Idaho, can get all their high schools in one location.
Right.
But when you get over 200 10th graders together, the energy levels will blow you out of the room. So we split a state. Half go, like in New Jersey, half go to one session, the other half go to the other. But we have many states that have three and four locations each spring. And we have Texas that has five. Texas is going to six next year. And the states that all have that had four are going to five locations. And each one of those, again, have a volunteer team, anywhere of 50 to 150 people. And the thing that's really exciting to me and amazing is that out of the 90 Hobie sites throughout the United States and the other countries, each one has a chairman that's basically the key big daddy, your big mama, and responsible for it. And every single one of them have worked their way up the ladder to become the chairman. Out of the 90, we have 65 that, when they were 15, went through the Hobie program. So the ripple effect is just amazing. It's not a disease. The patient lives a long, long time.
And a very successful life, too. Just to wrap up, I just want to pay tribute to three schools in the area who are participants in the Hobie: Sparta High School here in Sussex County in Sparta, New Jersey.
And,
then over
that's Barrett Strickland that was selected to represent Sparta.
Then you have North Warren Regional High over in Blairstown in Warren County. Ms. Renata Melillo is representing the school this year's programs. And then over in Morris County, Randolph High School in Randolph, with Ms. Kelly Zavala representing the school. And
Renata Melillo, I guess it is, representing North Warren.
Right. And
but that's only one of about 200, about almost 300 high schools will be going through the program.
Right, that wasn't meant as a slight to the other schools, but I just wanted to prove to everyone listening that literally in your backyard, this program is much closer and has been working very positively in so many of our communities around here. If you want to find out more, get involved, get the school or your students involved. HOBY.org is the website, or you can contact the New Jersey chairperson. Her name is Joanne Jones, via email at njhoby@aol.com. You can also check out Hugh's Life at www.hughobryan-wyatterp.com. Some neat stuff and stories there as
I've
well.
I've got all my memorabilia and stuff up there.
And you got a lot of it.
Anybody that's interested, Chris, if they write me, I'll write them back and send them some information also, whatever they want to do.
So either way, it's the first step is there, out there for you to take, so that the 10th graders can take that many more steps to a greater success. And after all, if Wyatt Earp is telling you to come out and do something, are you going to say no to Wyatt Earp here? It would be like me saying no to Georgia Durante, who hooked Hugh and me up. Georgia,
she's one of our volunteers and an old friend. She's terrific. Let me just say one thing. I know you got to close it out. Maybe some people are wondering out there, do I get paid? If I do, what do I get paid? And so forth. I do not take a penny from the organization. I've given everything I have to it, and I've left the majority of my will to it when I do go. But there are different ways of getting paid in this world, and I think I've come up with one of the greatest. Certainly, I've come the closest to the fountain of youth as anybody can come by working with these young people. But I average now 28,000 letters a year that I get from them at different times in their life and telling me what they're doing. I ask them to write me once a year if they can. And a great many of them obviously do. I read everyone. I write back to everyone. And you cannot give me $1 million for one of them. So I'm the wealthiest man you've ever met.
Absolutely. And the success, to share success is, I think, a lot more enjoyable than trying to hog it all yourself. So Hugh is a giver and a sharer, and you can be too. Just like Dr. Schweitzer said to Hugh 44 years ago, what are you going to do with this? I say to you right now listening from what you just heard, what are you going to do with this? Think about that. HOBY.org, the website, if you want to contact Joanne Jones.
And they don't have to just put it into here. They can put it into the community any way they wish or in their schools. Just recognize the positive side of young people and give them a chance.
Once again, Joanne Jones' email address, njhoby@aol.com. We have been talking with one of the greats, not just actors, one of the great human beings of our days. And, well, he's going to be a tough act to follow, no matter what the time it is. We've been talking with Hugh O'Brien. Hugh, thank you so much for everything that you do, have done, will continue to do, and for being here today.
God bless you. Thank you. Everybody have a good ride home. Bye-bye.